not an easy fix, like pulling a seal off of like a water bottle. It will honestly just be thrown into the landfill and it won't even be recycled, especially considering that a lot of people will put things in their recycling bins that can't be recycled and that aren't easily recycled. They will just get thrown in the landfill.
Also, along with that, if it has any trace of food on it, the whole thing of your garbage, like your recycling in like a little garbage bag or whatever you put it in, that'll all be thrown away. If you have traces of food or anything else that cannot be recycled at all, they'll just deem it as non-recyclable and it'll all go into the landfill.
Do you have anything you'd like to add? Either the two of you, I want to be sure everybody gets a chance to weigh in.
I would like to say that there's like some companies out there though that like aren't trying to use like plastic. Like plastic water bottles are so common now, but like there's companies like Liquid Death where it's like water in just a tin can, and like aluminum is much easier to recycle than plastic. So there is like good companies out there that are trying to make like a difference. And I think if like we put like more investment into like those rather than just like the simple plastic water bottles, maybe that could make more of an impact, but they're still good out there.
That's a good thought. Did you want to add anything?
Just going off of what Maggie said, I've noticed like a bunch of different brands are also trying to switch to that like reusable plastic or going away from plastic, like Amazon with their like brown bags coming in the mail instead of plastic bags, or companies using biodegradable bags. It's like that makes an impact more than trying to recycle plastic, I feel like.
That's a good point. For what it's worth, this bottle has been filled with water by me about 50 times. It's just a bottle we keep using over and over again. Not that I feel like I need to. Well, obviously, I do feel like I need to say it because I did. We just have a few minutes left, and is there anything we should mention about the Sustainability Club? Is there a website that people can go to? Is there a way people can contribute to help with the work that you're doing?
Well, for one, we're working on actually getting a website going right now, just to like kind of showcase all of the things that Sustainability has done and is currently doing. We do have a website with the Allegheny Land Trust where you can donate if you want to do that.
Great. And if you Google Allegheny Land Trust, they'll show up right away. And you can learn more about the Shaler Area High School Sustainability Project. And it looks like Sam has some information.
We also have a Shaler Area High School Sustainability Instagram. It's SAHS Sustainability. You know, we post a lot of the stuff that we do as the club, and even, you know, assignments that we have to do for, like, the class. There's a post on here of where we had to go to Gertie's Woods, and there's, like, a bunch of pictures of people out there.
Excellent. That's good to know. And you were going to add?
Oh, and then there's also the one that Sam mentioned is kind of like the teacher-run one. We also have a Shaler Area Sustainability Club Instagram that's run by students, and then we also do have a Facebook.
Excellent. Now, we have a lightning round here. I'm just curious if anybody has a plan for after high school ends, seniors and maybe juniors too. Can we just sort of go around? Any thoughts?
I'm hoping to go to college for marine biology and study sharks.
Excellent. And I need to be sure I identify everybody. That was Kaisa, right?
I'm looking to go study in college environmental policies.
That was Adriana. And next.
I'm looking to go to college for environmental architecture.
Very nice. Green design, those sorts of things.
Yes.
And that was one of our Maddies, Maddie Walker.
I'm going to Edinburgh University to study environmental science.
Go Fighting Scots. And let's see, that was Maggie, right? And now Sam?
I'm not doing anything sustainable, but I'm going to go and study cybersecurity.
And this is your junior year, so you've got
I can
think it through. Yeah,
somebody got to me.
And finally, our other Maddie. And this is Madeline Temko.
I plan to major in civil engineering with a concentration in sustainability.
Excellent. I'm so happy to meet all of you, and I want to congratulate the teacher amongst you who's here, Ms. Nolson, Abby Nolson, the science teacher at Shaler Area High School. Anything else you would like to mention on behalf of your students?
I am just so proud of these students. The work they do, their enthusiasm, they show up all the time. They come up with their own activities. They support each other. You know, and it's just been such a great experience, and it invigorates me to come into
$45,000 for the Allegheny Land Trust.
Be around these amazing students.
I just wanted to add that if you'd like to help us with our goal of reaching $45,000 for the Allegheny Land Trust, you can donate on their website, and just make sure that you select the Ross Conservation Project. We only have $7,000 left to reach our community goal, and we'd love to hit that.
Sign her up, Ricky. We need you to help us with fundraising. Thanks to all of you for being here with us, the Shaler Area High School Sustainability Club. Coming up, Coltrane broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, Ohio, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield, Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, WKYW LP Kaiser, West Virginia, mountainstreamsradio.org, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM Keysport, and slbradio.org/radio.
Well, I took my corn down to get it ground. The man at the mill said the mill broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
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 Can't I get no grinding? What's the matter with the mill? She's the one did it. She began to like it and just couldn't quit it. What's the matter with the mill?
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 I can't get no grinding. What's the matter with the mill? Some folks say a preacher won't steal, but I caught two in my cornfield. What's the matter with the mill?
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 I can't get no grinding. What's the matter with the mill? His head all down. He got a sack full of corn that he can't get ground. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter
with the mill? I can't get no grinding. What's the matter with the mill?
crown. The man at the mill said the mill broke down. What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill?
What's the matter with the mill? I can't get no grinding. What's the matter with the mill?
That is new from Michael Pruitt here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And I am so glad that you found your way here. We're just a few moments away from Coltrane. I haven't had a chance to say hello to the band yet. And I am just so thrilled that they're here. We have a few sound check items to complete, and then we'll have them on for you. I do want to make note that you can see them, hear them, be in the same space as them when they are at Kingfly Spirits tonight in the Strip District. The show is at 8 o'clock. It's a reunion show. It's been about 20 years since these guys have been able to play together. They all have extensive, varied careers, and it's pretty incredible to have these five people in the same place at the same time, not only on the radio this morning, but tonight at Kingfly Spirits. We're going to get them all ready to go. Stick around and let somebody who loves this kind of music know that they can tune in wherever they are, anywhere in the country, at slbradio.org/radio, anywhere in the world, for that matter. Coltrane coming up in just a couple of minutes.
Macaroni Kid joins you in supporting Saturday Light Brigade. Macaroni Kid publishes weekly hyper-local e-newsletters and websites featuring events, activities, products, and places for Pittsburgh parents, kids, and families. Details on Macaroni Kid events and newsletters are available at cityofpittsburgh.macaronikid.com.
A quick reminder that our year-end donor drive will soon begin. Officially, the year-end donor drive gets into high visibility or audibility around Giving Tuesday, which is December 3rd. If you would like to get started early, a number of other listeners already have. You can simply go to slbradio.org/donate and make a contribution in support of our efforts here Saturday morning, as well as during the week with our Youth Media Center oral history collection and other projects. That's slbradio.org/donate. Like this notion of people being together in the same place at one time. And, you know, as we get older, it gets harder to do that because you don't all go to the same school or live in the same neighborhood, work at the same place. And it really becomes pretty cool. In fact, I haven't looked at the diaspora here until just now. We've been Hartledge and Lawrenceville and Ben Opie and Squirrel Hill. But David Long, I didn't realize, is living in Nashville now. John McFarlane is out in Berkeley. And Nathan is in New York City, Nathan Peck. So it really is something not just time-wise, calendar-wise, but in this case, geographically, too. I can't wait to hear them. I know the same is true for you. Here is Coltrane.
Tell me, honey, won't you tell me, please? Is a lover hard to please? I get groggy in my knees. Maybe it must be love. A funny feeling up and down my spine. And it goes to my head like cherry wine. Makes me feel like the world is mine. Maybe it must be love. I hear the church bells ring. There ain't a bird is here. I don't like them shirts and ties. They don't ever seem to harmonize. They don't match my big brown eyes. Maybe it must be love. Bird is here. I don't like them shirts and ties. They don't ever seem to harmonize. They don't match my big brown eyes. Maybe it must be, maybe it must be, maybe it must be love.
Aren't you glad you
It is so nice to see you guys all together. I want to catch up with you really quickly. I'm going to start with Ben Opie, Squirrel Hill. You're busier than ever. How did you pull this off?
It took a lot of planning and negotiation and lawyers' contracts. And all five of us haven't been in the same room together until about 45 minutes ago. So we're pulling it together, but determined to make this happen.
I'm honored, and it really is something. Ben Hartledge was here not too long ago, but you guys, you were the toast of the town, his Coltrane. People loved listening to you. I know playing songs on the radio. You must have really missed these guys.
Yeah, it's been great to reconnect. You know, it's been kind of a whirlwind. We had a couple of folks roll in on Thursday, and we had a marathon rehearsal, and then we had another one yesterday with John when he rolled into town. So it's been great to reconnect. And of course, Nathan, we met backstage here before this gig and ran through the tunes we're going to do for you today, and then we'll spend the afternoon rehearsing for tonight's show and looking forward to it.
And now we have the three out-of-towners who are back again. John, what's been new with you?
Oh, I guess not much.
You're out in Berkeley?
I'm in Berkeley, yes. Very glad to be back here with these guys. It's a dream. It's been 20 years since we played a gig together. So I'm very happy to be here.
Excellent. Nice to have you back. And then I didn't realize, David, that you were in Nashville now.
Yeah, we tend to do that.
When did you go down there?
Oh, I think I got down there in 2005. I left in 2012, and I got back in 2023.
I'm wondering which is the bigger culture shock, Berkeley or Nashville. I'm guessing Berkeley, maybe. But
well, Nashville's a lot of Californians now, but I don't know if they're the Berkeley Californians. It's depending on what California we're talking about.
Yeah, you can't generalize. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here. And then Nathan is in New York City these days.
Welcome back. How's New York been?
It's busy. Thank you. Thanks. Good to be back. Yeah.
Excellent. Together they are Coltrane, and I'm going to turn to Ben just to identify the song. I think it was Baby, This Must Be Love that you opened up with.
That's right. Which, have we even ever played that live before?
I think we have played it live, but nobody seemed to remember it except me.
What's next?
It's a piece I wrote for Coltrane called Le Boutonniere.
Le Boutonniere. Once again, with such great pleasure, the quintet known as Coltrane. Amazing song, Le Boutonniere. It makes me think of dressing up. Makes me think of the prom, actually, a little bit. Coltrane tonight will be at King Fly in the Strip District. The show begins at 8. Does anybody have a sense of if tickets are still available? Ben does.
I think there are a couple of tables left and also some general admission tickets available that if you go to King Fly Spirits website, you should be able to get to them. And I know that will be available at the door as well. So
yeah, we've linked to the Eventbrite page from slbradio.org and going to King Fly directly. I know it's going to be, I would suspect, a large crowd, but don't let that stop you. There's always room for one or two more, and it's just a special thing to do. You know, we look at our server load. I don't want to get too nerdy, but we can see our server load on our webcast, and there's this little, you know, it's going, and at about 2 minutes to 11, this huge spike in load came up. We don't know the exact number of listeners and things like that, but it was really neat to see that. And I know that radios all over the place are getting tuned in to listen to you guys, too. I'm forgetting there's two Bens. It's always fun. No waiting. Two Bens available. What's next, Ben Hartledge?
Next we're going to debut an original tune called Shoot the Moon.
Shoot the Moon, once again. And this is Ben Hartledge's song, I'm guessing. Here they are. Oh, and Coltrane, I've had a few questions about this. It's C-O-A-L, train. Those two words, Coltrane. You know, pretty clever. There is a Coltrane, and yeah.
Advised against that spelling.
Yeah. The lawyers advised against the proper spelling of COVID.
When you were negotiating this quintet getting back together, the lawyer said, don't. Here they are, Coltrane. Composition and sung by Ben Hartledge, Coltrane, Shoot the Moon. And where do you get to hear fiddle, guitar, clarinet, along with mandolin and bass? The sound is incredible to listen to as a combination. Origin stories can be tough, but how did this start? Who can best tell the story of how Coltrane came to be? I'm looking at everybody. Everyone's pointing at David. or Ben and David.
So David and I were high school friends, and I think we both moved back to Washington, Pennsylvania at about the same time. And after I moved, I'd been there for a week or two, and I sent a postcard to his old family address and said, "Hey, I'm in town. Want to start a jug band?" And he called me the same, I think the same evening, and we got together and started playing music.
So you went to Wash High or
to Trinity High School?
A week okay.
or two, and yeah. I sent a postcard
yeah,
to his
I can confirm all that.
Said,
yeah.
Hey, I'm in town.
All true. Yeah, it was a postcard.
Well, not everybody would think to start a jug band.
Postcards around, right?
So the jug band, two of you, and were these guys you probably hadn't met yet.
Yeah, no, we hadn't
I
met
can confirm
these
all
folks.
That,
yeah. We played
all,
as a duo.
It's all true.
For a while.
Yeah, it was a postcard.
We're
just
well,
learning how to play.
Not everybody would think to start a jug band.
Postcards around,
and then
right?
we started writing songs.
So the jug band, two
like
of you,
accumulating
and, we're in, these guys
others,
probably
swindling met. Others into.
No,
into
we hadn't
like,
met these yeah. folks. We played okay. as a duo for a while. We're just learning how to play.
And then, so that explains John coming into play. And what about Nathan and Ben Opie?
Swindling others.
Oh, Jesus. It's been so long. We were trying to figure out exactly when we got together with Ben. We used to play with
and then, so that
his
explains,
band, one of the bands,
John
that, many bands
play,
that Ben was in, called the Crawl
Nathan
and Low Band. And he played theremin in the Crawl and Low Band.
Oh,
and
geez, it's been
our,
so long.
Our bands would often collaborate.
We were trying to figure
at some
out exactly
point after
when we got
those collaborations, we got
we
together
to play
with Ben.
Ben, are you, or do you confirm all
the bands?
I confirm it. And
called the Crawl and Low Band. And he played theremin.
When they opened for this other group that I was in, I really liked the energy of the group, and I like that there was it wasn't just
Ben.
One
you,
thing. It wasn't
you
just a bluegrass band.
I confirm
it. A lot of like old country blues and rags. When and, they opened for this other group, they invited me to really try to take part in a demo tape the that they were recording in Ford's Terrace at the time, and I guess I just never left.
It wasn't just a bluegrass. Wow, wow. Yeah, it really is something, you know. It says a lot about a group to respect the audience's ability to accept different styles and kinds of music from one particular group. You know an audience will, at least there are people who will, and I have a lot of admiration for you
sticking
to what it is that you do. Coltrane is the name of the band. I just want to give equal time to Nathan. Did we miss anything about the origin story?
I think there was one other bass player. There was a bass player that you guys had.
What it is?
There were a few bass players for me, but none
of
them
stuck.
They all kept leaving to go to India to
Nathan,
study or to go
about
wherever.
The story?
And one of them, I was
there
a Dave.
Was one other bass,
someone
player.
Named Dave Snyder. No, Dave Smith. Okay, so okay, those guys.
There
yeah,
a few bass players before yeah. me. Yeah.
But, none of but them at stuck. One point, Dave they Smith said to me, "Hey, I got to go to India for 6 months. You want to do this gig I'm doing?" You know, and I said, "Sure." And the thing I liked about it was what Ben Opie mentioned was that it wasn't just one thing. And at the time, I was playing a lot of jazz, and for me, this was very refreshing. To play in a band point, that was Dave very Smith heavy rhythm based, hey, but without a drummer soaking up all the all of my sure, all my frequencies. Like no offense against drummers out there, but when you don't have the cymbals and bass drum and toms going constantly, like you can actually hear things differently. It's, you know, things things are different. And so I did a couple gigs and I dug it and we played steady.
No offense against drummers out there, but when you don't have cymbals and bass drum and toms,
I'm really glad to be here with these guys. This is different. Really great band, and thank you all for tuning in and see you tonight.
Different. And,
Coltrane, we're so happy to have him here, and we have lots more music to come. Ben, what's next?
A song called Lazy John, which is more of a bluegrass number, so I set this one out.
This getting your britches on and that Lazy John.
We're so happy to have him here.
Similar to that one, but okay.
Lots more music to come. Ben,
you know, getting your britches on is never a bad thing. Once again, here's Coltrane.
Bluegrass number, so I set this one out.
This getting your britches on and that Lazy John. Similar to that one, but. Once again, here's the
work all week in the noonday sun, 15 cents until Saturday.
Train. What a fine song. And every song that you're doing, I don't mean to gush, but who knew that the trio was going to sing the way they just did there? You knew if you knew Coltrane from way back when, and you guys knew. But it's just a
song
that
you're
doing. That was as fine a bluegrass sound as you could ever ask for,
listening to those trio harmonies.
And this is a band I really think you'll enjoy seeing.
Coltrane from way back when, and you guys knew.
But Spirits in the Strip District at 8 o'clock. It's just a pleasure to see so many things being done.
Harmonies.
I hate to say to perfection,
this, band, I
although
really
that
think
would apply. Just being done, just being done with intention.
It's just
let's
a pleasure
say that,
to
with
see
intention.
So many things being done.
I hate to say to
perfection.
Perfection's a pretty tough mark for anybody.
Just being done.
Coltrane.
Is your original album still available? Let's say that.
It is, if you are in touch with somebody who has copies, which would mostly Ben Hartledge, but we will have physical copies of our CD available tonight.
Excellent.
Is your original album still available?
There he is. It's a real CD. I think I have mine. I know I have mine.
Mostly Ben Hartledge, but we will have physical copies of our CD available tonight.
Excellent.
2 years ago, Ben Hartledge sent me a box. So I'll be taking orders.
I
meant to bring them actually on this trip, and I forgot.
Okay, I like it. Reserves, like wine. You know, we've got the reserve edition.
Ben Hartledge mini discs are. I'm just kidding.
No, New York City prices.
Okay.
You're listening to the Saturday Light Brigade. Thank you for doing
that. We've got the reserve edition.
We're across all of our affiliates right now, but I want to give a special thanks to WRCT, who, for the next 48 hours, is doing something called Anatomy of the Ear, which features blocks of unique genres. And it was going to start at 11, and I said, well, this is a unique genre. So thanks to WRCT, to Max, to everybody who's there, and for promoting
genres
you appearing on the station as well. They did a great job of doing that.
11, and I said, well, this is a unique
That station
genre.
Is the reason you and I know one
thanks,
another.
Yes, Ben WRCT, and I met, Max, well, that and there, the other place, too.
Promoting,
right, but you trained me in radio in 1982. That station is the reason you and I know one another.
Wow.
Yes, Ben.
You were already the seasoned, experienced one at the time.
In the other place, too.
Yeah, at the age of 21, I think. But
you trained me radio in
That sounds about right. And I remember meeting you there, and we worked at the
you
other place together
seasoned,
for a little bit.
Experienced
for
one
a minute
time.
Or two, yeah.
Yeah, at the age of
and
21.
It's always, it always feels like home anytime I'm back on the radio with you, Larry.
Yeah, it's the feelings. Mutual. This was at Carnegie Mellon, and you
worked at the other.
What was your original major at Carnegie Mellon?
I was a saxophone performance major.
Okay, I couldn't remember that.
It always feels like home anytime.
Which is funny. You just don't. You know, you just
the feelings.
Every now and then, you just think of
this was at Carnegie Mellon,
and you don't define them by what they do.
And with respect to this band, I did play a little saxophone here and there, but I've stayed with the clarinet partly because it just seemed to fit the aesthetic.
Every now and then,
but I also kind of like the fact that, in the sense of golf, it sort of handicaps me because it's not really my primary instrument. So I'm having to like force myself to play clarinet and all of these. String-friendly keys, but I also kind of and like the fact that and it adds in the sense of golf to the challenge of playing this music
and
because it's not really.
And what about the drummer not being here to take
so
all your
I'm
notes?
To like force myself to play. Well, we've got a rhythm section. It just happens to be guitar and bass keys. With mandolin and fiddle and clarinet adding to the challenge color commentary. Of music.
I just really and like. I've never heard it said before. It really resonates with me. The drummer taken by
we've got a rhythm section.
A great way of putting it. Coltrane here,
and
what's next for
color commentary
today? I just really
it's,
like. I've never
it's
heard
a song
it,
David
said
wrote
before,
called
really
"Before I Hit the Grave."
Would be the drummer taken by frequencies.
He's.
This is all. It's a death song. It's from the.
Next
yeah.
Story.
almost all the death is a common David, theme. It could be the stab 'em and slab 'em variety. Who knows?
This is all. It's a death song. It's from the. Yeah, almost all the death is a common theme.
The doctor's on vacation, he don't know the shape I'm in. I've been a bad, bad man. I can't believe the things I've done. What happened in New Orleans will never leave my tongue. I'm on my way, I know. He's knocking at my door. The bottles have been emptied and the line on the floor. But it's too bad late now. I can't even run. What happened in New Orleans? No, my time has come, so tell my dear old mother she's been good to me.
The bottles have been emptied and the line
to have around for me. Hold the hand of my father, oh Lord, I pray, and tip your hat towards my casket just before I hit the grave. Your hat towards my casket just before I hit the grave. Tell my dear old mother she's been
Coltrane. That's a good song. They're all good songs. David, did you write that song?
The hand of my father.
Excellent song. The reason I wanted to remind everybody and myself, it sounds like it could be
Coltrane,
taken, you know, from a collection of older songs. It really
David,
fits
did you write that song?
Nicely. Coltrane
Excellent.
Tonight, I mention it because you may be tuning in and tuning
everybody
out,
and myself,
but in Pittsburgh tonight, like November 16th, 2024, at 8
really
o'clock in the Strip nicely. District
tonight,
at King Fly, they are going to be performing in what's a rare show. They don't get together 16th, as often as I wish they did, and I have a feeling they would love to be
in the Strip District,
maybe cloned so you could get together more often. It's performing and
what's
I could
a rare
see you
show
attracting a lot
don't
of people
get together
as you go from place to place.
They did
not, not distracting,
to
attracting, but
so you could get
what
together,
we know Ben primarily the Turpentiners, but you've got some other stuff going on
attracting a lot
locally
of people
as you go from place to place. Not distracting, attracting.
Ben Opie has many bands.
Ben, yes, it's hard to keep up. Anything
Ben,
you want to mention?
Primarily the Turpentiners, but you've got some other stuff going on locally.
The reduced-sized big band that I have, OPEC, will be playing for the first time for this
Ben
year,
Opie
I think.
Many bands.
December 27th
yes,
at the same
up
place, at
Anything
King Fly Spirits.
Mention?
So That is a difficult group to assemble also, just because of the forces involved. And I don't know when the next one will be, so I'm trying to encourage people to come to that one.
December 27th.
And what's the date for that?
It was December 27th, so it's 2 days after Christmas.
That is perfect time. And you guys, I don't know if you have anything locally going on, but I'm curious. I mean, we could spend an hour talking about it, but what's life like for you? Time as and musicians guys, in your respective cities, are you going on freelancing? Are you teaching? Are you doing a little bit of everything? I mean, we could spend an hour talking about.
Well, I play in a bluegrass band called the Whiskey Brothers.
What's
We've been playing together
like
24
you,
years now.
Wow! As musicians in your respective cities,
play at least a couple times a month.
Freelancing,
keeps me active. Other than that,
you know,
my job isn't as a musician, so I'm not doing as
well,
much
Well, I play
music
in a bluegrass band called the Whiskey Brothers.
I don't know the Whiskey Brothers. I'm going to have to look them up.
Well, it's in Berkeley, California. So
stuck us
at least
we
a couple times
any
a month. Internet presence or anything, so you'll have to come out and see us.
I'm probably in the minority, but I was listening to KPFA for most of a couple weeks ago, most of my radio listening was there. It is throughout the year, too. What about for you, David?
Probably well, minority, Nashville isn't really known for that much music, so it's been a struggle, like, getting there and, like scraping around and finding people. No, I mean, it's like Christmas every day, if you want to play.
It is throughout the year, too. What about for you, David?
They're just everywhere.
Nashville,
the mailman's a better guitar player, so it's been a struggle, like, getting there and, like, scraping. Not you personally, but I mean, like, you know. He would be. Yeah, he would. It's like Christmas.
He must
would be. The dog would be. They're just everywhere. I mean, and it's a lot of fun, and everyone's always playing, and there's always gigs. Like, I'm doing a street fair this coming week in Madison. Not you personally, but I mean, like, you know, Atlanta would play. Yeah, he would. It's fun.
You made me think of the song Nashville Cats by the Lovin' Spoonful, which you all the pickers that can play. And how about for you in New York? You mentioned jazz.
I do a lot of jazz in New York City.
It made me think of the song Nashville.
I do a handful of gigs.
By the
like I play with guitarist Alex Skolnick, who's
the
famous
all
metal
the
guy and a jazz guitarist.
And how about for you,
I play
in New York?
A really great singer named Chris
you
Norton.
Jazz.
He lives in LA. He's like a crooner.
Jazz.
In New York City, he's a great, well-known singer songwriter. I play with named Howard Fishman, who also writes for the New Yorker magazine. And a lot of just gigs around town. There's a lot of gigs, you know, jazz gigs, hotel gigs, wedding gigs, all kinds of gigs. Broadway, there's just stuff changing and moving and shaking all the time, and you know, I never know what the phone's going to bring me, you know, and you know, keep busy, play as much as I can. I have a home studio too, and I'm producing my own projects. I have my own funk band called the Funky Electrical Unit, and we just played at New Blue last week in the city. You know, bring me, you know, and. It's good to be busy. That's all I can say.
The Funky Electrical Unit, I'm thinking, like, is it a volt, an amp, and which...
The sucker's electrical, that's all I'll tell you. New Blue last week.
Well, I wanted you to get a sense of what each of these guys is up to, in addition to being together for Coltrane today, because if you don't know any musicians or any especially gifted musicians, it's interesting to know how versatile, how active, and how many different things they're doing. There's a meeting here on the mound. They're trying to figure out either the key of the next song or maybe what it is they're going to play. It's interesting. They were all together. How many different things they're doing. There's a meeting.
Things when you haven't played for a while is remembering how to get into a song and how to get out of it.
Or maybe
we're discussing the intro.
Those would be, that's interesting.
Oh. We got it.
Okay. And the song, what is the song?
Remember,
are we going
to get into a song and how to get
say
out?
Say that again?
You didn't have to go.
And pay special note to how it begins and ends. Okay.
Ready?
And the song,
you were wrong.
you didn't have to go. I'll do.
Oh, there's Coltrane with another tune that comes. These tunes all sound like old chestnuts that come from the catalog. And I think you've got. Is it? Who wrote? Do you know who wrote it?
Jimmy C. Newman song.
Thank you. Not Alfred Newman, but Jimmy Newman. You did fool me. Ben could sing, you know, a contemporary song and make it sound old. I think you've got two more to go. Am I right? I think we can fit them in. And I'm going to be a little quick because I want to be sure we get music in. What's the next one?
The next one's called Dead Man's Rag.
Dead Man's Rag. Here they are, Coltrane.
Too early, left all his clothes to the Salvation Army. Now I'm hauling home a thrift shop bag.
That is Coltrane, and I want to remind you again as they get ready for one final song for this morning that they're tonight playing at Kingfly Spirits, tonight being November 16th, 2024 at 8 o'clock. Thanks for the kind comments about their performance. We've been reading texts and messages as they come in. I want to thank all of our guests today, too, from Center of Life in Hazelwood, Crunk Movement, Shaler Area High School's Sustainability Club members for coming here today. I also want to, Ella Storm and Chad Green have done a great job with today's mix. You guys are in Dante today. Beautiful Dante vision. Any techno gearheads here? Maybe not, but we have some new digital loveliness going on today, which means you're being mixed exceptionally. You're in good hands with Ellis and Chad. New board. What's that?
They're both on their phones.
They're both on their phones. They're probably monitoring your stream. I think they're monitoring our stream to make sure it sounds good, too. I love you guys, all of you. I'm so happy that... You
are you coming to the show, Larry?
What's that?
Are you coming to the show?
I hope so.
Okay.
I'm not.
You got to put on shoes, though.
I will. Yes, I will put on shoes. I'm gonna.
No shoes, no service, no anything.
You guys are, I think, gonna end with a song that was, at least from my perspective, was really popular. People requested this song frequently, if it's the one that has a state's name at the beginning. Yeah, okay. I don't want to. Yeah. Anybody else have anything they'd like to say? It's our last chance to talk on the radio, at least.
No, we just look forward to seeing folks tonight.
Yeah.
Great to see a lot of old faces and friends and family.
Yeah, here's hoping you'll make it tonight. And again, here is Coltrane.
2, 3, 4. No more.
Coltrane, they knew how to end it well there, didn't they? Don't let your enjoyment of Coltrane end. Look for them tonight at King Fly Spirits in the Strip District, 8 o'clock. Thank you for being with us this morning. Thanks again to Chad Green.
This is WRCT. WRCT Pittsburgh, and you're listening to our Anatomy of the Ear, where each year we play our favorite genres for you. Tune into Anatomy of the Ear Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 4 a.m. here on Pittsburgh. WRCT Pittsburgh regular programming will return Monday morning. I should also tell you, Amanda Richard, and you're listening to contemporary, that is post-1965 big band music. And we start off with a classic from back in 1974, the Toshiko Akiyoshi Lute Back and Big Band doing Kogun, which was released in 1974 in Japan, but not until 1978 in the US of A. I'm also supposed to tell you that WRCT and Anatomy of the Ear are supported by Spack Brothers Pizza, located at 5107 Avenue in Bloomfield. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings and salads while specializing in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. Spack Brothers Pizza uses no refined sugars in its sauce and unbleached flour in its dough. Spack Brothers is currently online only and offers both takeout and delivery. For more information, email them at spackhelp@gmail.com or visit their website at spackbrothers.com. And now back to Toshiko Akiyoshi and Lou Tobacken and their big band.